Summer's in Terre Haute, the Crossroads Repertory Theater's offering of four plays follows a somewhat flexible pattern of offerings. This year, there's the comedy of the Sunshine Boys, the drama of Terre Haute, the children's show with Pixies, Kings, and Magical Things, and the dark production, Frankenstein. Frankenstein's director, Chris Burchild, seems fond of productions that stretch the abilities of small, multi-role-playing casts and also stretch the resources of the modern theater. Brandon Wentz is the harried doctor. Drew Hampton plays the tormented creature. Carolyn Rodkey is the doctor's dutiful, doubting, and then determined beloved. Mark Douglas Jones plays a ship's captain, the doctor's father, and his professor. Julie Dixon is a ship's mate, the doctor's mother, a nurse, and the creature's bride. Although the only mirror in Frankenstein is the creature that the doctor creates for humanity. But there's plenty of smoke and lots of other effects as well. Burchild's stage is bare, but the production is rich. Even in its many intimate scenes, Frankenstein never feels like a small play. The backdrop's always pulsing with projected images. There's the text of the story, laboratory slides, mechanical gizmos, mountain ranges, shadows of the protagonists, and lots more. These effects are heightened by the designer Michael Jackson's very complex marshalling of lighting, with harsh whites, dark shadows, varied colors, and subtle effects as well. Sound credited to Ellie Van Sickle, a very active component from the sounds of nature to various effects and the weirdly distancing mechanical voice of the creature. Costume designer Claire Hummel's been allowed to freely work with elements from the 1800s and to creatively mix them into a set of very classy and richly appointed costumes. The telling of the story of the Doctor's quest, his creation of the creature and the tragedy, is told in brief scenes that fall in and out of sequence. The play actually opens on an iceberg, stranded ship near the end of Mary Shelley's tale. There are involving moments as the Doctor successfully creates the creature, conquers death, and then cruelly rejects his creation, and the creation cruelly takes revenge. I'm afraid some of the longer message parts, near the end, did force me to puzzle and pushed me away from the actual characters in the drama, but they were more than balanced by the production's other riches. The Crossroads Repertory Theater's production of Frankenstein has final performances on Saturday the 17th and Friday the 23rd. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.